Hi there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. I want to talk to you about referral partners. It seems pretty simple. You've got two people who sold to the same sorts of people who don't compete with each other. Why don't they just pass each other referrals? Why don't they try to help each other? Why don't they try to get each other more business? Why don't they collaborate? Two's better than one. So all of those logical things make sense. However, it just doesn't happen. I'm not sure about you, but I know in the early days, the amount of hours I would spend wasting my time trying to build referral relationships with people who just didn't get it. They didn't want to refer. They were more focused on them rather than us. You go to networking events and you build these relationships. You find people on social platforms and you build these relationships. And you keep wondering, why aren't they passing me referrals back? And the simple fact is, it's us that aren't thinking about it the right way. I'm going to get to that really soon. No matter where you're watching, listening to this Get More Referrals Today podcast, make sure you subscribe. Whether it's on iTunes, whether it's on Spotify, just search for Get More Referrals Today. Whether it's on our YouTube channel, Referral Marketing Guru, or any of our social platforms. And make sure you search on Facebook for the Million Dollar Referral Network and come join our free Facebook group. So referral partners, it seems fairly straightforward. It seems fairly easy. It seems like it should just be simple. And even people who go to referral groups, they're part of chambers of commerce, they're part of networking groups. Even then, even when these groups are set up to be able to do this, it's not as easy as what it should be. So why is that? What's actually going on? Well, the first thing we've got to understand is we've got to understand we're dealing with humans. We're dealing with emotional beings. We're dealing with people who have a 2-million-year-old brain that is there to protect them, keep them safe, stop them from making a mistake. And most of the time, it puts them in scarcity fear mindset rather than abundance mindset. So we've got to understand that as people. Because if we don't understand that, then we can't influence or use the right language or share the right sort of vision for them to become a referral partner with us. And that's actually the problem. See, for a lot of people, they go, well, you sell to the same people I sell to. Why aren't we referral partners? Why aren't we passing each other more business? And then you end up pulling out your hair going, we had this great chat. And here we are 2, 3, 4 months down the track and nothing's happening. And the reasons nothing's happening is because it's not as simple as a logical process. Because we're dealing with humans. We're dealing with an emotional being who makes decisions based on how they feel. So I'm sure you've heard before, women are from Venus, men are from Mars. Other way around, whichever it might be. And the point it tries to explain is women think in a particular way and men think in a different particular way. And that's why there's this gap between our thinking. But there's one thing that's not different. And that is us making decisions based on our gut. And that really comes down to a feeling. Would you want to help somebody if you didn't have a good feeling about them? Of course not. Would you go out of your way for somebody if you didn't have a good feeling about them? Of course not. So when you start actually breaking down why referral relationships fail 99.9% of the time, it's simply because we're not understanding human behavior, human psychology, brain chemicals to the extent that we should. So let's dive in. Let's actually have a bit of a look at this. So when I'm looking for a referral partner, there are a few logical things at the top that I've got to tick off first. Do we have the same sort of networks? It's either yes or no. There's no point being a referral partner if they don't sell to the same sorts of people you sell to. Could we help one another? Meaning, are our products, our services, what we do, non-compete, but would be a nice fit? So like, we're a great fit for people who are sales trainers, for people who are in HR, in IT, in other forms of marketing, business coaches. And there's a natural fit. Our people need the sorts of things that they do and vice versa. So they're the first two things you've got to tick off from a logical sense. So then you come down and now you've got to start getting into some emotional type questions. Do I actually want to help this person? Like, if you can't say yes to that, then there's no point in you continuing. And when you ask yourself, do I want to help this person? What are you actually basing that off? Well, you base that off a feeling. It might be as simple as you haven't ever spoken to them before. It might be the bio that they've got on their social platforms. It might be the image that they're using. How they're talking. If you meet someone face to face, how are they dressed? What's their tonality like? Like, we make these snap decisions really fast on whether we want to help someone or not. Is it fair? Probably not. But that's what we do in as humans. That's what we're used to doing growing up. We make decisions based on, is this person safe? Is this person not safe? Is this person attractive? Is this person not attractive? Does this person make me laugh? Does this person bore me? Like, we've got examples throughout our life growing up where we've had to make snap, quick decisions based on what's in front of us. So we're used to doing that. We're programmed to do that. And that's why when you look at anyone who's a referral partner of yours right now, or anyone that you get along with right now, it's probably because they're fairly similar to you. And it's just simply law of familiar. We know what we are familiar with. When I look at the types of clients we have, they're very similar to me. They're big thinkers. They want to grow. The mindset is one of abundance. The mindset is one of wanting to make an impact and being a thought leader, wanting to be able to contribute. It's no mistake that the clients you have are very much how you are. So are you trying to get a referral partner that's a complete opposite of you? Which in case will never work out unless you're willing to change. So there's so much more behind the scenes than just simply who sells to the same people I sell to, let me reach out to them, and then let's start passing each other referrals. I'd love it to be that simple, but it's not, because we're simply emotional beings. So therefore, after you actually ask yourself, do I want to help this person? And you get a yes or no answer, and we'll assume the answer is yes. Well, in a way now, you have to have them sharing your vision. You have to have them understanding that this is a great benefit for both people. It's not just a matter of going, hey, you sell to the same people. I like what you do. I think we should be referral partners. Away we go. Because they might not have that same feeling at the moment. They might not have said to themselves, I actually want to help you. And that's why most referral relationships die. Because we don't actually get into asking, that question at an emotional level of, do we actually want to help one another? Will we actually go out of our way and not just focus 100% on me to help the other person succeed? And I actually think it's a conversation you need to have with your referral partners. Most people don't have that sort of conversation. Now, having that conversation, to me, you don't have an emotional attachment around that conversation. To me, it's either we both want the same thing or we don't. And either way is fine. I think we got better with our conversations and our communication, and we were just more upfront, taking the emotion out of things and finding out what one person wants and doesn't match what the other person wants, we'd save ourselves so much time, heartache, pain of having to do this over and over and over and over and over again just to be let down. Now, I'm sure every single person who's listening to this will go, yeah, I've wasted my time before with a referral partner who I thought was going to be fantastic and it turned out to be a dud. So when you look at why did that happen, I guarantee you, you probably didn't have this sort of communication. You didn't probably ask these sorts of questions to actually know really early on. Did they want to help you as much as you wanting to help them? Now, obviously, the proof's going to be in the pudding by them taking the actions. And yes, life will probably get in the way. But a great referral relationship starts on the premise of both people wanting to go out of their way, not just passing you a referral when it arises, but going out of their way to create opportunities for you. That's when you know you've got a great referral relationship that's going to last and going to continue. So therefore, let's pose that question to each other. Let's actually have this conversation. Hey, John, I see we've got the same sort of networks. I'm liking what you're doing. Love to be able to understand that a little bit more. I feel like there's a chance we could be good referral partners and help each other's business grow. Are you interested in having that conversation? Now, it's either yes or no. Now, let's assume that it's a yes. So the next part is, hey, great. Let's just find a time to catch up and have a chat on the phone, find out a bit more about what each other's doing, and let's actually find out whether we want to help one another and we'll go out of our way to help one another. Use those words. Because simply put, if someone balks at that language, they're not the right person. They're not ready. They're half committed where you're fully committed. So we need to be using that sort of language. Let's start doing that with your referral partners and start seeing the change in terms of the quality of person you start to attract. When you start attracting people who are committed like you are, who are going to go out of their way like you are going to go out of your way to create opportunities for each other, the level of trust, know you, like you, resonate with you, will grow so fast that you'll be passing each other lots of business very quickly. Hey, hopefully that's been super helpful. Remember, make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes, on Spotify. Search Get More Referrals Today. Join us, if you're listening to this, on our Podbean podcast channel. Find us on YouTube, Referral Marketing Guru. And find us our Million Dollar Referral Network free Facebook group. And come hang out with thousands of other business owners who are growing their business through referrals also. If we can help you get 100 new clients in the next 12 months without spending a cent on paid ads, reach out. We'll have a chat. Let's find out a bit more about your business. Till next time, take care, and I'll speak to you real soon. See you later, everyone.